All right, we're back on the air.
Hello.
There's a couple of tracks from New York's Coco Dozo.
Coco Dozo.
And we're trying to reach the whole band. I think we got Rubio on the line. But I just got to introduce them because space is the place. Three illegal music aliens on the lam from Earth's corporate noise plantation joined forces to resplice the DNA of the cosmic hum. Hey, that's what we're talking about, Milena.
Yeah.
The cosmic hum. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
right?
The rhythm.
To accomplish this, they forge molecules from every genre of earth tones into global funktronica to feed the ears of illegal music aliens everywhere, like you and me, one of whom might be dancing around at this very moment in the room next to you, or in this room, because you were dancing, Milena.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we have Rubio on the Skype? And I'm going to hit the other phone here. It's the rest of the band, I bet. Hi, That Radio, you're on the air. Who's that? Is that Amy?
No, it's Polarity One.
Polarity One, we lost Amy, I guess.
I'm here.
Okay, we've got Rubio on the Skype.
You do?
Yeah. So,
yes, can you guys hear me?
Okay.
We can hear Rubio, we can hear you very well. So.
All right.
Yeah, okay, we got you on the line on the Skype, and we've got Polarity One on the phone. And I'm not sure where to start with you guys, but you guys have got a real stylistic thing going on here.
Is that their album cover?
That's their. We got a picture of you up on the big screen here, guys.
Love the style.
Which is the one in the Viking helmet, and which is the blue helmet?
Rubio is the Viking helmet. That's me.
Okay, Rubio on the Skype is in the blue helmet, and that must be you, Polarity One, in the Viking.
Polarity One is the blue helmet.
Oh, the blue helmet. Okay.
And Rubio is the Viking king.
All right, okay. Now, we should say you guys are in New York City. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
And what's got to ask you what the weather's like down there today.
Mm-hmm.
Weather is beautiful. Booty.
Okay, cool. So tell us about Coco Dozo.
Interplanetary virus that came down here to kick up some dust in the musical DNA of our culture. It's also, more specifically, three humans from New York. Lee Douglas is the prime vocalist. B.O. is the engineer, and the Polarity One. I produce the tracks and play a lot of the stuff.
Before we go any further, Amy, maybe you can just tell us about your involvement in the band while we've got you.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Pilar. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
A little confusing. my involvement in the band. I think our involvement, with the exception of Pilar being the production mastermind and wizard king and genius god, and the fact that I have absolutely no engineering or production credits, I would say that all of us wrote, and all of us basically were construction song-wise, so I would say that my contribution, other than obviously big, loud, wailing vocals and sometimes dynamic vocals, would be just the writing process. I was basically a co-writer and the big mouth.
Okay, so you're a vocalist primarily? Are you like the lead vocalist, or what's the instrumentation of the group?
I'm the lead vocalist. I also play keyboards on one track. We all are multi-instrumentalists in the band. Obviously, the keyboard focus is definitely Jamie. Jamie is probably the greatest keyboard player I know and have ever known. Pilar plays guitar, bass, keys, drums, percussion, ridiculous amounts of things I could never think to do. And I am a vocalist and a pianist as well.
Okay. Now, Rubio, you're in the Viking helmet, and you're the keyboard player, is that right?
Yeah, we kind of have our own little niches in the band, but we play musical chairs a lot. So Amy is, like, the lead vocalist. Pilar and I have a lead each on the disc, because we all sing. And, you know, there was, like, you know, I'm the keyboard player, but Amy also played keys on a few tracks as well. She did a lot of the writing, the harmonic elements. We like to switch up a lot, keep it interesting, you know.
No, I know you're all from other planets, but I understand, Rubio, that you might also have an affiliation with a Canadian prairie city. Should we delve into that?
I was born in the Peg.
Okay.
Born and raised. I was there for the first 18 years of my life.
Do you know Brian Hassett?
No, I can't say that I do. I might know his face. You know, like.
Oh, he's another Winnipegger that ended up in New York, spent a lot of time in New York. And he's one of our key correspondents, so I just thought you might know him. But how did the group come together? I'm not sure who wants to answer this, but I'll open it up to all of you.
I'll shoot down.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead, Amy. You got.
No, I was going to say, let's hear from Polar, because I can't hear him at
Okay,
all.
Polarity 1, do you want to tell us how the group came together?
Yeah, actually, Rubio was kind of in the middle of it. Rubio and Amy were working together on a project that Amy had, which was this amazing theater piece, kind of doing a surrealist sort of reinterpretation of 70s and 80s rock tunes called Red Hot Mama. And at the same time, Rubio and I were creating instrumentals, like really free associative kind of hip-hop, Brazilian funk, jazz kind of stuff. And we put together a thing called Audioplasm, and have a CD out called Heavy Meadow. So we had all that stuff going on concurrently, and then Rubio brought the three of us in together to see what we could come up with, and what we came up with turned out to be Coco Dozo.
And what's the origin of the name Coco Dozo?
The idea is kind of like Kodak. It doesn't mean anything, but everybody can pronounce it.
Coco Dozo was a name that one of my former flames came up with. He wanted to try an avant-garde project that he never really ever started or started with me. And I've got a memory bank for words and sounds that are provocative and interesting. And somewhere stashed in my brain, I was like, God, I love the way that sounds. When we started working on the project, especially where the music was going, which was very provocative, I thought, I wonder if I throw this little name I've had buried in my memory bank for 10 years out, if anyone would like it. And I was very thankful when they did. And I, as I like to tell everybody, my former flame didn't give me much when we were together, but at the very least, he gave me a name for probably the most fulfilling musical experience of my entire life.
Okay, well, listen, guys and girls, let's play one more track right now. We got two more tracks we haven't played, but let's do one, and then we'll come back and just get a few more tidbits from you guys.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
So play the third track there. We're not Boom Chief, because we're going to go out with that one, but the other one. Okay, we'll be right back with Coco Dozo, Polarity 1, Amy, Douglas, and Rubio right after this. Okay, we're back, and there's Coco Dozo, and I gotta say, you guys are fantastic. Well, you got the funk thing going on big time. The vocals are fantastic, and it's just a happening space alien thing.
Is this your first album?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, we're looking at the. Unfortunately, we only have four tracks because you got a CD out, and I'm looking at the track listing. I see this song, Coco Dozonomics. What is Coco Dozonomics?
Coco Dozonomics is kind of it's our story. It's kind of our manifesto.
Okay, what is the manifesto of Coco Dozo?
The manifesto is, we're basically there to bust up the whole idea of niching and thinking of music as, this exists in this room, this exists in that room. There's rock and it goes here, hip-hop goes there. Because all of us have ears that are all over the place. We've been listening to every kind of music there is. And when we come together, all those things come into play. So, there's no track there that's all this or all that. I mean, you're really hearing exactly who we are in every place we've been musically. And we've all been around the block as musicians, so we come into the thing with chops, as players, as arrangers, as writers. So, when you're hearing
something, we've been around the block.
You can recognize different elements of it, and it seems to be reaching a lot of different people. I mean, it's crossing age lines, it's crossing genre lines, it's crossing cultural lines, and you know that's really exactly what we want. And basically, what we want to do is fuck the entire corporate music system and the whole concept of music as commodity.
Okay, that's a great comment. Polarity
one.
Yeah, Amy and Rubio, please complete, say what you got to say.
Very brief. No, I'll be brief. I think another one of the things that Coco Dozo is really trying to accomplish is, one, you know, we're all from New York. I know that Rubio is from the peg, as he put it before, but we're a New York City-based band, and one of the great things about New York City musicians is that all New York City musicians are sort of cohesively joined through a love of very global influential music. The other thing is that I think that the music is trying to show people that the world is a smaller place now, with the internet and the advent of people having access to music readily that they haven't had an opportunity to maybe get so quickly because of the, as Polarity One described, the corporate partitions, if you will, that keep people from not being able to make free choice. When we have that now, we're trying to make music that says, here's what you could have. Here are all of your options.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed that that I was really surprising, but in a positive way to me, is that, you know, Boom Chi is a song that people really dig off of the album. And we kind of wrote that because we wanted to give a nod to the Spanish-speaking community. But, it just turns out that, you know, English speakers and French speakers and everybody else and Portuguese speakers, they all love it too.
And they have no idea what we're saying.
Yeah, it's good. People are starting to not care anymore, and I love that.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing when you can write a piece of music that transcends a language barrier. I have had people who don't speak. I have had people who can barely speak English because they're, you know, a little whatever, come up to me and say, man, that Boom Chi song, I have no idea what that song is about. I have no idea what you're saying, but I don't care.
Music that I've been listening to my whole life is music in languages that I don't understand. And I just got the sounds made by the voices and the grooves on it, and what else is necessary, really?
You know what? It's so funny that you guys should talk like this about the meaning of the language, because I don't know if you heard the early part of the show, but we had, well,
a voice improvisation.
She was talking about vocables, which is she's making up words, she's singing made up words, not to communicate what the meaning of the word is, but to communicate the emotional feeling that spontaneously creates that vocalization in the moment. So
yeah, I used to have a group when I was living in Boston called Vocal Repercussions. It was two people, me and vocalist Louise Cloutier, who does a lot of quarter tone stuff, and it was entirely improv from beginning to end, and abstract noise would turn into harmonies, would turn into vocal rhythms, would turn into words.
Also, I think the Cocteau Twins and Lisa Gerard of Dead Can Dance, they do stuff like that a lot too, where a sound, it comes out not necessarily to either be some fabricated language or even to have any meaning at all, but that the sonic design of what comes out of their mouths is an expression of a rhythmic idea, a percussive idea, a melodic idea, or as you mentioned, an emotional idea. And we're, you know, certainly artists have been doing this for a good long while, and I think it's one of the most beautiful and free forms of music.
Okay. Well, listen, guys, that's it. We're out of time. We're going to play this song, Boom Chi, now, which is a song on the CD, which is called Illegal Space Aliens. Can you tell us, Rubio, I'll ask you, where can people follow up with you, get the CD? Do you have any gigs coming up, and where is it?
We do.
Yeah, tell us all that content.
Briefly, May 16th at the Crash Mansion and July 19th at SOB's. They're both in New York City, Manhattan. You can get a hold of us by emailing either one of us, Rubio, Amy, or polarity1@cocodozo.com. And you can find our stuff on iTunes, anywhere basically where you can get digital downloads, Rhapsody, eMusic, what have you, all those. We're up on almost all those digital sites.
Also, go to our website, www.cocodozo.com. That's K-O-K-O-D-O-Z-O.
Yeah,
Okay, and Amy, did you have something to say there?
No, I was just echoing Polarity One's sentiments that our website is probably the most amazing portal of information about us. And as you mentioned, that's kokodozo.com, KOKODOZO.com. Go on over. There's some really great stuff in addition to being able to hear music and see video. We have a really funny periodical that we write called Space Alien Nation, which is sort of a subversive journalism piece that we write for our fans. And if you like that sort of thing, which I would find it hard to believe you wouldn't, go on over there and have a look.
Yeah, we would love to hear from people, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, it's been great to have you all on. Polarity One, Amy Douglas, and Rubio from Coco Dozo. Thanks so much.
All the best, guys.
Thank you.
Getting in touch today on Liquid Lunch. And that's it here at ThatRadio.com. We're going to play Boomchi from Coco Dozo. And we'll see you all tomorrow here at noon here on ThatRadio.com.
See you next week.
I snipped a little too much.